reached it. Raoul, a big shadowy figure at the wheel. Angus slid the Bentley into place behind it. My ride and Gideon's, going to separate homes. How was that a marriage? Fact was, it was our marriage, though neither of us wanted it that way. I'd had to draw a line when Gideon hired my boss away from the advertising agency I worked for. I understood my husband's desire for me to join Cross Industries, but trying to force my hand by taking action behind my back? I couldn't allow it. Not with a man like Gideon. Either we were together, making decisions together, or we were too far apart to make our relationship work. Tilting my head back, I looked up into his stunning face. There was remorse there, and relief, and love. So much love. It was breathtaking how handsome he was. His eyes were the blue of the Caribbean, his hair a thick and glossy black mane that brushed his collar. An adoring hand had sculpted every plane and angle of his face into a level of flawlessness that mesmerized and made it hard to think rationally. I'd been captivated by the look of him from the moment I first saw him, and I still found my synapses frying at random.